Today's Lenten devotion comes from the Reverend Ronnie Cox, class of 23. Different genders, different cultures, different nations, different races. So much separated this woman from Jesus. They could hardly have been more polarized, and their people could not have hated each other more. Yet she comes to Jesus. She comes to Jesus because she is desperate, in only the way a parent can be, to save the little child they love. And the interaction between the two of them is brief, and yet very profound. Christ's response to her begging seems harsh and unkind. To call her a dog was even worse in that time than it was today. If he had called her Cusine, which he used in Matthew 7:6, but instead he names her among the Cunarios. The Greek differentiates between a pet and a wild scavenging dog, or even a farm dog. Yet Christ does place her beneath the Jewish people, a people who are weaker and often persecuted by the more powerful Tyre. For many in our world, this humbling comment would have pushed us from Christ. Our blood boils when life forces us to be brought low and challenges us to admit that we are not always on top. Humility is a large part of the practice of Lent, not only as a time for remembrance and self-sacrifice, but also as a time for humility. Now, we have a choice to respond with self-righteous indignation, or to respond in the same fashion as the Canaanites. In the only word she speaks, she acknowledges her place as an outsider who is adopted, not as one born into the house. She accepts the place of humility, and she expresses her faith that even the tiniest word from Jesus could work miracles. Her humility and her faith brought down all the walls that divided them. In the Syrophoenician woman, we see a model of healthy humility. Just as Jesus responded to her faith, he is ready to respond to ours with love, compassion, and transformation. Let us pray. This Lent, Lord, remind me that I am beloved by God, even though I am not worthy, even though I am not enough. I am loved, and by the power of the Spirit, I am being transformed into a child of God, perfected in love, molded by grace into the image of your Son, Jesus, our Savior. Amen.